will allow us to do is to ensure that the Speaker is elected by secret ballot. This is already something that happens if the Speaker stands down mid-Parliament. So we're just bringing this in line with what happens in other circumstances for the Speaker's election. And I hope it's something that the House will welcome. I don't think it's a move to unseat the current Speaker. I'm sure that the Speaker would support the idea that he, as happens with the overwhelming majority of chairs in the House, should be elected by secret ballot.
Well, we're joined by Julian Lewis, who's Conservative MP for New Forest East. Good morning. Mr. Lewis, good morning. Can you hear us?
Yes, I
can. Oh, marvellous. What do you make of this emergency motion tabled by William Hague?
Yes, it's a very strange emergency when they've had at least 2 years to bring this report onto the floor of the House of Commons. The Procedure Committee had actually not recommended changing to a secret ballot from an open ballot. I'm afraid your introduction was slightly wrong there. And in fact, what happened was that this was tabled late the evening before the last day that Parliament's sitting, behind the backs of the chairman of the Procedure Committee, by the leader of the House, even though the chairman of the Procedure Committee wrote to the leader of the House on the 3rd of February, and I have the letter in my hand, saying, "May I once again confirm the committee's view that the debate should be held on a Tuesday or a Wednesday and should not be tucked away on a Thursday afternoon?" So whatever the merits of the case, this is an absolute ambush. It's sneaking something onto the agenda at the 11th hour of the last day when huge numbers of MPs are away. And this is the sort of behaviour that's more suited to the antics of student union politics than the chamber of the House of Commons.
And can you explain for those outside Westminster why you think it is happening?
Oh, I think it's happening undoubtedly as an ambush in the hope that people will be willing to vote against the renewal of the Speaker's mandate at the beginning of the next Parliament secretly, even though they wouldn't have the guts to do it openly by going through the division lobbies. Can I just say that when a previous Speaker was chosen and I disagreed with it, I and a number of other people, funnily enough, including the present Speaker, actually forced a division of the House and voted against that appointment. This is the politics, really, of the stab in the back at the 11th hour. But particularly, it has been engineered because large numbers of MPs are away, particularly Labour MPs, and it has been scheduled for a time when Conservatives were told that they had to be present for an important strategy meeting.
Right.
So you couldn't even be in the chamber if you wanted to attend the strategy meeting. And the idea is people will pour out of the strategy meeting and they won't know what to do, and then they will be nodded through by the leader of the House thinking it's some simple procedural change.
Julian Lewis, thank you very much.